John Armstrong and Zachary Spicer were friends when they were students at Indiana University. Years later, they reconnected in New York and decided to start their own film production company. Their first movie, The Good Catholic, is now out on DVD and Blu-ray and will be available on Netflix in January. The two have committed to shooting 6 more films in Indiana. They've also started a nonprofit that helps high school and college students learn filmmaking and serves as a pathway for them to get into the business. Armstrong and Spicer join Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guests this week in the studio, two fellows, movie moguls, the artists, the businessmen behind Pigasus Pictures, John Armstrong, Zachary Spicer. Thanks for being on Big Talk.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. This is awesome.
The opportunity.
You guys are making the rounds in Indiana, showing this movie, The Good Catholic, your first production ever.
This is Zach. It first premiered here in Bloomington at the Busker Chumley on September 17th. And after that, we went on a 2.5-week tour around the state of Indiana, taking it to pretty much every single city that had a movie theater to show it in. So we went everywhere from Elkhart to Evansville. Aside from a couple of specialty screenings that we're doing here and there, we're not touring with it on the road anymore, but it's still available. It's on iTunes and Amazon, just came out on DVD and Blu-ray. So it's playing all over the place.
You premiered it at the Santa Barbara Film Festival. You got some good reviews, and you've won some awards at various festivals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why isn't there a distribution deal?
Oh, there is.
All right, tell me about it.
You know that?
Yeah, after winning, this is John. After winning the Santa Barbara Film Festival, we were picked up by Broad Green Pictures, a really reputable independent film distributor. They became our domestic distributor, and a second distributor named Gravitas Ventures is the foreign distributor. They're also handling what's called the second window. Uh-huh. So we'll be on Netflix at the end of January.
Netflix?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Netflix a subscriber.
And, yeah, there you
well,
go.
Well, good. Well, we want you to buy the film transactionally long before it reaches Netflix, but for those of you who wait, it'll be available then.
It's your first production.
Yeah.
You, in fact, started your production company, Pigasus Pictures, for the express purpose of making this movie.
Yeah. So John and I, we both met when we were students at Indiana University here. So we met back then, and I've been in New York for the past 12 years, working as an actor there, and John and I reconnected. Paul Schulberg, our friend who also went to IU at the same time.
The screenwriter for The Good Catholic.
Screenwriter and director, yeah.
And director.
Mm-hmm. He had written this story, and it was inspired by the true story of his parents. His dad was a priest and his mom was a nun. And his dad had recently passed away, and he had written this story in the spirit of his father and trying to honor, the journey that his father took. And so he really wanted to tell this story. We were talking about it one day, and he was like, I'm just planning on getting on Kickstarter and raising like $20,000 and trying to do it myself in my backyard, practically. And I had said, well, what if we started a company and tried to produce this legitimately ourselves? And that's when I started talking to John, and we were tossing around the idea over a couple of drinks, and it sounded like a good idea at the time, and neither one of us really knew what we were getting into. So we just started asking questions. We started asking people who had done this before, and a lot of people who had never done it before, if they had any creative ideas of how you can build a film company from the ground up.
When we started in 2014, I had just moved back to New York to kind of get back to my acting career, and I was teaching acting at the New York Film Academy.
Uh-huh.
Zach was kind of between gigs, waiting for a film to start. And I said, hey, you should come teach some classes while you're off. They would love to have you. And that's kind of how we started working. We were teaching together and then talking about doing some short films in lead up to The Good Catholic. And we got off to the races. Now, in the beginning, I thought Zach knew what he was doing and I was just there to help. It turns out none of us knew what we were doing. So we, as Zach said, started asking some simple questions. We had to figure out how to get this done. But the beauty of it was that we were completely naive.
Yeah.
So first, we had
otherwise, you wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was completely ill-advised. We had no idea. But second, we didn't feel stupid asking naive questions because we weren't expected to know. We also didn't know that we couldn't do it. And a lot of people said that that was crazy and you couldn't, but Zach and I both kind of have a chip on our shoulder about being told we can't do something. It just makes us want to do it more.
Hey, there's a new one that's shooting right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Ms. Whiteline.
That's right, Ms. Whiteline.
Tell us about that.
So this is a dark comedy that centers around this young woman, Lex Cordova, who runs this counseling service with her father, that she has this unique ability to remove fear from terminally ill patients. But she has absolutely no ability to connect with anybody in her actual everyday life. So it all centers around her and her father and their encounter with this one particular difficult case. This older woman who has a very free spirit, who's played by Judith Light.
Uh-huh.
We're filming it all around town right now.
You have created a nonprofit called Pegasus Horizons. It's dedicated to promoting filmmaking here in the state.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
Well, these two entities we have really work in tandem, and our overall mission is to create jobs, to inspire young people, and to retain talent in the state of Indiana. We're doing that through the for-profit work, creating opportunities and jobs for folks. We're hiring or using student interns on our projects, but they're actually learning skills, and we've hired four of them on our next film. Interns from IU have been hired and paid jobs on this film.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then in terms of, we wanted to also reach down to those young filmmakers, those young people who, like us, who were in Indiana thinking you're so far away from this industry and wanting to get a crack at it. So what we did first was a statewide high school screenwriting competition called Project Pegasus.
Yeah.
We submitted, we accepted short screenplays from students all over the state of Indiana, and then we took an entire film crew down to Madison, Indiana, and fully produced a short film with high school students shadowing every position on the set. It was a wonderful experience for the students and for the community and for us. Probably the most proud I've ever been of something that we've accomplished. And the young winner of this competition last year, Kira Daniels, has just finished her first year at IU Southeast, and she's applying to IU to study film for next year.
Yeah.
Wow, it's like the minor leagues in baseball.
That's right. What we're doing. We got our farm team.
Yeah.
My favorite story about the festival, though, is I had to leave. The guys got to stay for the rest of the festival, but we won the Santa Barbara Film Festival, and they gave us this really nice award.
Oh.
And the guys thought it'd be great to go down to the ocean, down to the beach, and take some photos with the award. And our guy, Graham, our third producer on The Good Catholic, and he had a drone camera thing, and they were taking some photos. And Zach had the brilliant idea to put the award in the sand. So they could take some water level footage of the
I just thought it would be really cool. I just thought it would be really cool if, like, the waves of the Pacific were washing, like, right up to the award receding back.
And so when Zach's telling me this story on the phone, he's like, and then this rogue wave came out of nowhere and swallowed the award into the ocean. And Zach goes diving in trying to find it, and it's gone.
It's gone. So now what we do...
Forever.
No, forever. It's forever. It's gone. So
and I said, that's fitting because the Lord giveth
and the Lord taketh away.
The big guys behind Pegasus Pictures, John Armstrong, Zachary Spicer, thanks for being on Big Talk.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for
having
us.
This is a blast.
You can hear that and other episodes of Big Talk online at wfhb.org and at electronpencil.com.